We're talking this hour about words and music, which led us straight to the Grammy Award-winning composer Maria Schneider after years of writing instrumental music. Her most recent album sets a series of poems to music. It's called Winter Morning Walks. Now, Schneider's music is hard to categorize. It straddles the worlds of jazz and classical music. And Strange Champs was curious about the backstory behind her latest project.
Maria, I want to talk about the genesis of this new album, Winter Morning Walks, which is kind of a three-way collaboration between you and soprano Dawn Upshaw and some texts by poet laureate Ted Kooser and also by the great Brazilian poet Carlos Drummond de Andrade. How did this come about?
Well, I had been on the road in Europe with my band, and a person in my band, Ingrid Jensen, a wonderful trumpet player, she had a podcast, and there was a poet on it that I fell in love with. His poetry felt like home. For instance, you know, the poem about walking by flashlight at 6 in the morning. Yeah, it's so beautiful, you know. And suddenly this flashlight, who would think a flashlight could all of a sudden become so poetic, and seeing the circle of light as the moon on a leash.
My circle of light on the gravel, swinging side to side.
I don't know what it is. That poem always makes me feel like I want to cry. And it's not a sad thing. I don't know why it makes me want to cry. It's so sweet.
Well, he wrote most of these as he was recovering from treatment for cancer, so there must have been a lot of sadness, a certain amount of grief went into these.
Yeah, and I think also a deep, I think he wrote that poetry as he felt himself kind of coming back into the world, you know, and slowly recovering, somehow feeling like he wanted to write again. And I think there probably was just this huge sense of gratification for life.
So what did you do when you sat down to set these texts to music?
I don't know. This was probably the easiest music for me to write ever because I love the poems so much. You know, walking by flashlight, it was, I thought, I want something that just, you know, in the chords and the piano, just feels like it's walking, you know, and the straight beat. And that piece, it came out so easy. Like it wrote itself. It was like a pop tune or something.
Talk with you about beauty. Your music is so often really lyrically beautiful in a way that feels unusual, maybe sometimes even slightly risky. I mean, I guess I'm thinking that after modernism, you know, beauty became kind of a suspect quality in art.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even an obsolete quality. So I'm wondering where you find the beauty in music, and do you ever worry that you're writing something that's too beautiful?
Oh, it's an interesting question because, you know, when I was in college at the University of Minnesota, at that time in the classical world, beauty was this suspect thing. And I really kind of ditched the classical world because there was no room for that. Mm-hmm. And I found that the jazz world was so open-minded. And then I went to Brazil and I discovered a culture where music is the center of life. It's like sustenance, and it's full of joy, and it's full of unabashed beauty. You know, there's a thing about writing beauty. Maybe it's like Ted's poetry. You know, you can write something that's accessible and beautiful, but it feels like fluff. It feels vacant. It doesn't feel smart.
It's like
and
sugar without anything
yeah,
more.
Without substance. And then there's a certain kind of beauty that grabs you and has a complexity underneath.
Where do you go to find that ravishing beauty?
I feel it. You know, I feel it in my bones. It's like I think that's the mystery in art.
Well, it's interesting that you said you feel it in your bones physically, and I was thinking some of the most beautiful and even uplifting music, I'm thinking in particular about your Grammy-winning CD, Concert in the Garden, some of that you composed during a really difficult time shortly after you'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm curious, did the experience of dealing with cancer and a changed relationship with your body affect the way you wrote music?
Yeah, so I get so scared to start something new. It's like facing the unknown is just horrible. And I had this big commission for Jazz at Lincoln Center, and I was scared. And then all of a sudden this thing came up. I was supposed to be working on this music, and suddenly I had breast cancer, and a very dear friend of mine was dying of it. And I was such a mess, and I said, okay, I'm going to call the Wynton Marsalis people tomorrow and just tell them I'm pulling out. I can't do this. They'll understand. And I was sitting there, and I was so full of fear. And the only way that I could calm myself down was I went over to the piano, going to the music purely as an escape for myself. And suddenly, all of a sudden, I was writing down music, and I felt like I was, before I was bouncing on these horrible waves of the ocean, but all of a sudden I was in my own world making beautiful sound, and it felt like a submarine going underneath, and the storm was above me, and I could see it and think about it, but it wasn't shaking me. And I think it's probably the most powerful piece I ever wrote.
Such a wonderful ear for finding the sounds that connect with what soars inside us. And so maybe it's not surprising I read that you also have a huge passion for birds.
Yes, that's just the most fun thing in my life. I love it.
Have you ever used any actual bird song in a piece?
I have, yeah. There's a piece called Cerulean Skies on my Sky Blue album, and I put in the real call from the Macaulay Library at Cornell of the Cerulean Warbler, which is it's not on the endangered list, but it probably should be or will be soon.
Have you ever actually seen one?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in Central Park, some guy said, hey, there's a cerulean over at 87th Street. And I said, what? And sure enough, there were these little oak trees along the street and all these birders lined up. And for a whole day, from morning until evening, this cerulean warbler was flitting from, tree to tree, very low. And I went back at 7 in the evening. There were no more birders, but the bird was still there, and a cop drove by, and he said, is this where the famous bird is? And I'm like, yep, that blue bird up there. And it was amazing, So I thought it was the cerulean coming to personally thank me for writing Cerulean Skies. That was my interpretation.
Oh, wow. Well, on behalf of all your fans, thank you for the such beautiful music you've given all of us.
Oh, thank you.
Jazz composer Maria Schneider talking with Anne Strainchamps. Her album, Winter Morning Walks, features Ted Kooser's poetry sung by Dawn Upshaw.